USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the Fed Reserve Board weak after Chairman Jerome Powell says the global economic outlook has been deteriorating. On Friday in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell promised to take the steps needed for the U.S. to maintain economic growth, but acknowledged trade policy uncertainty seems to be playing quite a role in the global slowdown. China is striking back against the U.S. in an escalating trade war, announcing a tariff hike on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. Now, all of this talk of tariffs has Iowa farmer Pat Swanson very concerned.
They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while. It's going to take a while to recover from that.
Swanson speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
Cal Fire is confirming the loss of three homes and four outbuildings in the mountain fire northwest of Redding. It's burned 600 acres so far and threatened thousands of homes and forced evacuations. Cal Fire's Cheryl Bolvac says there should be some relief today with much weaker winds.
Historically, these wind-driven fires will really push and give us a big challenge. The last couple of years, though, we've seen these fires and these footprints of these old spars, and they don't necessarily burn the way that we've historically seen them.
The Dow is swimming in red ink, down more than 500 points in midday trading on Wall Street. Stocks are reacting to the news that President Trump, in a tweet, ordered U.S. companies to look for alternatives to their operations in China.
So I do believe that the Russian president is telling to China that, look, don't do this one, otherwise we can come back to you much more harder than you think.
That's Wall Street expert Neil Jasani, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hassan Piker is a contributor with the left-leaning Young Turks Network. Now, he unleashed a vulgar rant against Representative Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas and a former Navy SEAL. Crenshaw, who now wears an eye patch, lost his eye in an IED explosion while serving in Afghanistan. Piker claims that the congressman lost his eye to a brave soldier. Representative Crenshaw reacts on Fox News.
Wow, he was triggered, wasn't he? I mean, that is the definition of a leftist getting triggered. Doesn't like what he's hearing, he disagrees with it, doesn't understand foreign policies. Mentioned something about being 12 years old. Yeah, I have almost 12 years of experience actually deploying overseas, so maybe that's what he meant when he said 12 years. I don't know. But he clearly doesn't know much, and when you don't know much about foreign policy, you get really mad when people disagree with you, and if you can't argue your point, you tend to insult people. And, man, that is exactly the outrage culture that we have right now. He is a perfect example of it. He's trying to walk his comments back now. Good on him for trying to do that. These small things get them so riled up. Imagine what another win in 2020 will do when Trump wins, and I hope he does. Let's watch the meltdown then. But, this kind of stuff has to stop. We have to be able to have nuanced conversations.
The Young Turks Network is hosted on YouTube. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.